Title: CMS finalizes its proposal to advance interoperability and improve prior authorization processes. Content: On December 13, 2022, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, issued a proposed rule, titled Advancing Interoperability and Improving Prior Authorization Processes, Proposed Rule, to improve patient and provider access to health information and streamline processes related to prior authorizations for medical items and services. We provided key information about that proposed rule on our website here. Then, on January 17, 2024, CMS issued a final rule, titled CMS Interoperability and Prior Authorization, Final Rule, which affirms CMS commitment to advancing interoperability and improving prior authorization processes. Once the final rule is published in the Federal Register on February 8, 2024, it can be accessed here. The payers impacted by the final rule include Medicare Advantage, MA, organizations, state Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program, CHIP agencies, Medicaid and CHIP managed care plans, and plans on the Affordable Care Act exchanges. Collectively, impacted payers, Merit-Based Incentive Payment System, MIPS, eligible clinicians, operating under the Promoting Interoperability Performance category of MIPS, and eligible hospitals and critical access hospitals, CAHs, operating under the Medicare Promoting Interoperability Program, are impacted by the final rule, as well. In this blog, we will highlight the similarities and differences between the proposed rule and the final rule to shed some light on CMS' latest priorities related to advancing interoperability and improving prior authorization processes. Patient Access API. The proposed rule would have required impacted payers to implement and maintain a Patient Access Application Programming Interface, API, to provide patients with valuable access to certain health records. After receiving stakeholder input, CMS has finalized its proposal to require impacted payers to provide patients access to certain information including claims, cost-sharing data, encounter data, and a set of clinical data that can be accessed via health applications. CMS believes this access will improve care coordination efforts and access to appropriate care. CMS has also finalized its proposal to include information about prior authorization requests and decisions regarding care and coverage through the Patient Access API. The final rule requires the Patient Access API to have patient data available for the patient's application, but does not require the Patient Access API to push the information to the patient. CMS hopes to improve continuity of patient care by having centralized patient data accessible through the Access API. Impacted payers must implement this requirement by January 1, 2027. This is a change from the proposed rule, which proposed to have the requirement take effect on January 1, 2026. Impacted payers will be required to submit annual Patient Access API usage data metrics to CMS beginning January 1, 2026. Provider Access API. The proposed rule provided that impacted payers must build and maintain a Provider Access API to improve continuity of care and to assist with the move towards value-based payment models, as well as to facilitate the sharing of patient data with in-network providers. Impacted payers are required to make claims and encounter data, data classes and data elements in the United States Core Data for Interoperability, USCDI, and specified prior authorization information, including the quantity of items or services available to providers through the Provider Access API. However, the requirement for prior authorization information does not extend to prior authorizations for drugs. The proposed rule also required impacted payers to provide a mechanism to allow for patients to opt out of providing their health data to the Provider Access API. Impacted payers are required to inform their patients of the benefits of data sharing on the Provider Access API and allow patients to opt out of sharing their data on the exchange. After receiving stakeholder input, CMS decided to finalize its original proposal with the modification to not require impacted payers to share the quantity of items or services under a prior authorization. In response to comments, CMS finalized the rule to require the patient opt-out policy and patient educational resources to use plain language as compared to the non-technical.